Our tour begins at 245 Carlton Avenue, a brownstone found between DeKalb and Willoughby Avenues. It was home of the jazz musician and composer Slide Hampton. 245 Carlton Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. A seemingly mundane address that holds a surprising history as a hotbed of jazz lore. The home was a haven for jazz musicians from the 1960s through the 1980s, where they were free to practice their craft and expand the boundaries of their art form. All of this artistic expression and creation was orchestrated by the home's owner, legendary jazz trombonist Slide Hampton. Loxley Wellington Hampton, known to the world as Slide, found himself on Carlton Avenue in the Fort Greene section of Brooklyn when he was at the height of his career and attempting to bring his beloved trombone back onto American airwaves. In the 1960s, American radio was changing dramatically and rather quickly. With the advent of the Motown sound and the arrival of the Beatles, the pop craze quickly replaced more traditional music on mainstream radio. Many instruments crucial to jazz, such as the trumpet, saxophone, and the trombone, paled in the shadow of the pop vibes that American teens were craving. Prior to the pop music sounds of the 60s, Slide had become a master of the trombone. Not only had he become a technical master of the instrument, but he had also found his life's main love and passion. The trombone, an instrument that most people typically see as a mere accessory and not the main stage performer, had found a soulmate in Slide, who would spend his life dedicated to its sound and bringing it to the masses. Born into a musical family in 1932, Slide began playing the trombone around the age of 12 when he was put to work in his family's band. When asked why his parents had put him on the trombone, Slide said it was simply because the family didn't have one yet. The 11-piece band, which included 9 Hampton children along with mother and father, were based out of their hometown of Indianapolis, but they toured widely and played shows all over the country. Before reaching adulthood, Slide played with his family in many famed venues, including Carnegie Hall and the Apollo Theater here in New York. Once he was out of the house, Slide moved to New York after becoming hooked on the city during his family's many visits and began playing and composing with many of the era's greatest jazz musicians while also touring across the country. He eventually found himself doing some composition work in Motown for the likes of Stevie Wonder and the Four Tops. It was within the Motown scene that Slide began to see a limited future for a trombonist such as himself in America. When Slide began to witness the decline of the trombone on American radio, he packed his suitcases, and, of course, his trombone case, and headed to Europe, where more opportunities were available. After 8 years of touring around the continent, he returned to the States and found himself in Brooklyn. Just prior to his return, pop music in America had begun to change, and some of the instruments left out of the top 40 in the 1960s and early 70s had begun to return. However, while you could again hear the trumpet, for example, on the radio, the trombone was still relatively absent. To help bring the trombone's brassy sound to Americans' ears, Slide put together a new band called the World of Trombones, whose only horn instrument consisted of the trombone, a grand total of 9 of them. Slide's goal for the new band was for it to showcase the trombone's spectrum of sound and emotion, and the role it could play in mainstream music. The World of Trombones brought together some of the best jazz musicians of the day, and they would all gather at his large house on Carlton Avenue that Slide purchased upon his return from Europe. In addition to the World of Trombones members, Slide would host other famous jazz musicians at 245 Carlton, where they would have jam sessions at all hours of the day and night. And many of his musician friends, such as Freddie Hubbard and Wes Anderson, found themselves living in the 13-room home for a period of time. Others, including Coltrane and Bill Lee, film director Spike Lee's father, who was also a famous jazz bassist, would spend many hours at the Carlton Avenue residence working with Slide on new compositions. In an interview in 2014, Slide spoke about 245 Carlton and said,
"Oh, it was a house full of musical inspiration. We were all composing music in some way. There was inspiration all over the place towards music and composition."
In the 1980s, Slide moved away from Fort Greene, but continued to grow as a legendary jazz musician, going on to win 2 Grammys and receiving the National Endowment of the Arts Jazz Master's Award in 2005.